You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about an effort to bring yoga into schools to reduce stress for teachers and their students.
First, President-elect Donald Trump won the electoral vote earlier this month. Those votes will be cast in mid-December. But yesterday afternoon, the president-elect falsely stated that widespread voter fraud cost him the popular vote. While campaigning for president, Trump had talked about a rigged system. Yesterday's tweets marked the first time he alleged voter fraud in his own victory.
Trump's comments followed earlier criticisms of Green Party candidate Jill Stein and the election recount, which he called a, quote, scam. He doubled down on Clinton's concession after Election Day and said that the recount would not change anything.
David Cannon joins us now. He's professor of political science at UW-Madison. He studies elections. David, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
Let's start with this claim, something on the order of 3 million illegal votes cast, counting Donald Trump tweeted for his loss in the popular vote, not in the electoral vote, obviously. How would we evaluate a claim like that?
Well, there's no credible evidence for voter fraud anywhere on that kind of scale. That it's just like there's no evidence to back that up at all. The one type of voter fraud that we know like just does not exist at all is voter impersonation fraud. There have been systematic studies of this that have shown that it's on the order of, you know, single digits of voters out of millions of votes cast of people who actually do try to impersonate, you know, someone at the polls and vote under someone else's name. Now, there are two other kinds of voter fraud that do happen with some more regularity, and it's just, you know, very hard to know exactly how common these are. And it would be non-citizens voting and then people who are convicted felons voting in states that don't allow felons to vote. And in most cases, it's just a question of, you know, ignorance of the law, just not being aware of the fact that, you know, you live in a state where a felon can't vote, or in some cases, you know, non-citizens not knowing that they're not allowed to vote. But I've never seen any credible estimate that anywhere close to 3 million cases of that in a given election. It's on the order, you know, more like thousands rather than millions.
And what do you make of the situation where the president-elect of the United States is casting that kind of doubt on the integrity of the vote, saying that 3 million or so votes were cast in one way or another illegally?
Well, it just really doesn't make any sense for him to do this. And it's the kind of thing where his you know, statements that are so out of bounds from what we, you know to be factually true really serve to undermine the confidence in the electoral system for no good reason. And I think he'd be much better served to say, let's let the recounts go forward, and I'm sure that I'll be vindicated in my victory after we have the recounts, and let's, you know, let that proceed. And he would be right on that score, actually, that it's extremely unlikely that the recounts will overturn anything like the, you know, 20,000 plus votes in Wisconsin, or 10,000 plus votes in Michigan, or 70,000 and change in Pennsylvania. That in fact, there was a study done by Fair Vote, is a nonpartisan group that looks at elections, and they counted that between 2000 and 2015, there were a little over 4,600 statewide general elections. 27 had recounts, and of those, only 3 actually overturned the results. And we're talking about like hundreds of votes that changed, not 20,000. And so the largest tally, in fact, that was changed in any recount since the year 2000 was in Florida with Al Gore, who trimmed about 1,200 votes off of George W. Bush's lead. But again, that's nowhere close to the 20,000 plus that we'd need in Wisconsin to change the outcome.
Talking to political scientist David Cannon from UW-Madison about claims from Donald Trump saying something on the order of 3 million votes illegally cast, which cost him, he says, the popular vote, not any documentation or evidence of that. David, people have been talking about Donald Trump casting doubt on the election system. Is there a case to be made that the recount itself, the questions being raised in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania might do something similar, cast unnecessary doubt on the outcome of elections?
Well, Well, I mean, I think what Jill Stein is trying to accomplish, if you take her at face value, is that she is in fact trying to do the opposite, which is to restore confidence in the system by showing that in fact we can count the ballots and look at the ballots and then have more confidence in the result by doing a recount. So I think her intention here is to try to make people more trusting of the outcome by actually having a hand recount.
Do we have, can we look at our elections in the United States and say, by the standards of elections around the world, we have pretty good election integrity? We can generally count on the results of our elections being fair and accurate?
We actually do have a very robust election system here. In fact, just about a week before the election, I met with two election observers who were from Europe, and they have spent the last 10-15 years going around the world looking at elections and electoral processes for the EU. And this is the first time they've been in the United States observing elections, and they were both quite impressed, actually, with what they identified as the robustness of our elections. And one thing that helps us a lot is that, in terms of election integrity, is that we're such a decentralized system that, in Wisconsin, we have nearly 2,000 election officials that are processing election results. And so to think about widespread fraud, actually stealing an election, you would need to influence so many people, in Wisconsin especially, but even in most states, it's at the county level. So you have, dozens and dozens of election officials who are overseeing the process. And so that means that because we have such a decentralized system, it is very difficult to imagine a conspiracy big enough to try to steal an election on that scale.
I've seen concerns raised that talk like, there were 3 million illegal votes cast could lead states, maybe even the federal government, to enact new election laws that might be unnecessary. Is that a concern that you have?
Well, yeah, I think that is a concern. And the whole question of voter ID in the first place, which was based on this idea of voter fraud, of voter impersonation fraud, has been shown to just not be true, that we simply don't have that kind of voter fraud. And so if this kind of claim was then used to have even more restrictive voting laws, I think that would be a real harm to democracy in terms of limiting participation. And we already have in this country participation rates for voting in national elections that is way towards the low end of, comparing us to other Western democracies. So we don't want to be in the business of trying to deny people their right to vote. And instead, I think we should be doing things to try to encourage voter participation.
David, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, good to be with you.
That's David Cannon, professor of political science at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about claims from President-elect Donald Trump about widespread voter fraud and not presented with evidence. The claims came after both Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton's campaign backed an election recount in Wisconsin and other states.